This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. None better than the great Ellen Ratner. Ellen, Hillary Clinton, second place in Michigan. Wow, what are the Democrats saying to themselves?
Well, the Democrats are saying, listen, this is not good, and Hillary's going to have some trouble. And what's fascinating is that the Democratic governors sent out a presser, basically. Well, it wasn't a presser. It was a we want you to contribute. And in it, they only had Hillary Clinton in it against Cruz and Rubio and Trump. They did not include, that was 2 days ago, they did not include Senator Sanders, and that is not good. Also, I just want to go back to what happened, because a lot of people are saying it may be two brokered conventions, although I don't think so. But let's just assume it is. What happened in 1968 when there were all the riots? Humphrey came in with 561.5 votes. Kennedy, who was assassinated, came in at 393.5. And McCarthy came in at 258. But if you looked at the primary voters, 80% went with anti-war candidates. And so what basically happened is they nominated Humphrey, and that's why there were all those riots in 1968 at the Democratic Convention.
Wow, can you imagine if there was two brokered conventions?
You couldn't make this stuff up. Everybody'd be happier than a clam, because the press would actually have something to cover.
Yeah, no kidding. So how about on the Trump side? We've talked about Trump a lot. I mean, listen, he takes Michigan. Boom, seems like a layup, but Cruz is still hanging around.
Cruz is still hanging around. Rubio is being encouraged to stay in, at least obviously through Florida. He's got to win Florida to remain relevant, although, Trump campaign is doing ads now, actually, and they're accusing Rubio of all kinds of illegal things, like using the Republican credit card, and they're doing a ton of ads, which is very unusual because, as you know, Trump has what's called earned media, free media, but now he's actually purchasing ads in Florida.
Wow. Hey, last thing, kicking it around in D.C., anything happening, any movement at all with the Supreme Court? Because Loretta Lynch says no.
Actually, quite a bit. The president has been interviewing people. They have not been open about who he's interviewing. It's not on his presidential schedule. We do know he's interviewing the woman who is running, Charles Grassley, who runs the Judiciary Committee and is running for another term, is an 80-some-year-old in Iowa, and really supported her. We also know he's interviewing a man who has Indian heritage and is Hindu. So this is going to be very interesting if the Republicans refuse to even give them a hearing.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Wild stuff. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard what Ellen had to say. You know, it's interesting. You look at, the possibility of two brokered conventions would just be absolutely insane. I was reading some stuff today about, you know, this new poll is Donald Trump actually losing steam. And I'm thinking, are these people out of their mind? You heard what Ellen said about he gets that earned media because he has such celebrity buzz. And now he's actually buying time. He can certainly afford to do that, but he hasn't had to do that, which is incredible if you think about politics, even some of the more popular people who have a run. But there's a new national poll of Republican voters that shows that Trump continues to lead the race for the Republican presidential nomination, but the margin is tightening a little bit because of the attacks, all of the attacks of this on this small Republican field. So Texas Senator Ted Cruz has gained a little bit on that front since January, and is just in front of Marco Rubio. You heard Ellen say he's got to hang in. If he doesn't win Florida, forget about it. He's done. Same thing with Ohio Governor John Kasich, because that doesn't make any sense. So here's the poll. The ABC Washington Post poll says this. For what it's worth, peeps, you know I'm the poll princess. I got to tell you, these polls are constant. So this poll that was released, that came out on Tuesday, finds that Trump, with 34%, followed by Cruz, 25%, Rubio, number three, 18%, and, of course, Kasich at 13%. That just shows that things are tightening a little bit. I can't imagine. There, certainly we know Donald Trump is not the dark horse by any stretch of the imagination, and it would take a Herculean effort, I think, for anything to change there, except for the fact that you got Ohio and Florida, and I say this again, it makes me almost nauseated to say it because you know this. It's like my quote, numbers game, baby. It's all about numbers. Accountants love this. It's about the numbers. So whoever has the numbers is in. He's got to have the right amount. If not, then it does go to the convention floor, which just seems so unlikely to me. It really does. It seems unlikely. It almost seems like you would almost see that with the Democrats. You know, you'd almost see that. So, and then you can look and you can manipulate and take the polls any way you want them, but he keeps coming up aces. So that's the bottom line. A couple of other quick hits right here at the top, moving quickly from politics for a second. North Korea is claiming they have made miniature nuclear warheads to place on missiles. Well, that's great. Hey, just so you know, world, we have nukes. We have the capability, and we are ready to use them. Now, they didn't say the nutball, Kim Jong-un, didn't say, I'm ready to use them, but obviously that's the saber rattling, and that's what the means of saying that is for, that, boom, this is what happened. And then, you know, we just had on the show Sherry Wilson, who was the first firefighter in Dallas, and a sad story I came across today, that at least 9 firefighters, they say, are injured after a natural gas explosion in a Seattle neighborhood. Boy, these gas explosions, I don't know. If you're sitting here listening to me, do you even give that a thought? As we've heard more neighborhoods being destroyed by these explosions, I think it's quite frightening, actually. And the firemen responded to a report of a blast. It happened in the morning. It was just before 2 o'clock in the morning, and they go out to buildings just destroyed. Windows of the buildings surrounding the blast site were blown out. And it was a nightmare. I saw the photographs of it. I mean, just absolutely leveled. And so what they're saying is gas leak, because that's why it exploded. There was just so many medics and people running around, and luckily there weren't people in the buildings at the time. This is the one time, because we've seen this, where sadly people have been in homes and neighborhoods when the explosions have taken place. Luckily, this time it didn't happen, but in the effort to put this out and in the craziness that ensued, you have all those firefighters that were hurt. And when they tell you firefighters are hurt and you see the picture of these explosions, I mean, this is serious, serious business. And it's scary when you think of the situation of the pipes in neighborhoods and what's really happening with your system, whatever particular area you live in. Remember, there was a brutal one in an enclave outside of San Francisco. I thought that was so scary. There were a bunch of people that were killed in that, and it just gives you pause. It makes you think about old pipes and taking care of them and what's happening, obviously, in some of these neighborhoods where you have decades and decades and decades, and now suddenly we're seeing that that's cropping up just a little bit more. All right, hang with us. We're swinging over to the other side.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've been talking about cybersecurity a ton here on America Tonight, all these breaches, etc., what's going on. We are pleased to be joined by Matty Kahn. He's the CEO of InfoTech, and he is a cybersecurity expert. I'll tell you what, Matty, you know, you look and you see what's happening with Apple and AT&T backing Apple in the fight against the FBI, and then some recent maneuverings that we've also seen. This is a very wild time, I think, with tech and government regulations. What do you think ultimately happens here with Apple and busting in with this encryption breaker? Do you think eventually they're going to be forced to do that?
Well, Kate, I don't have my crystal ball with me. I wish, like many people, I would have it. That would be a great answer. But I think that a compromise needs to be found. I've stated before, I mean, we can go to tens of arguments for each side, you know, of what the right for privacy, what's the right for the government, and both sides are right. Tim Cook himself said a great sentence, which I agree with. It shouldn't be a discussion of privacy versus security, but we are in this discussion of privacy versus security. Let's keep it in perspective. On one hand, people do need to get their privacy. People do need to know that the government is not able to pull a switch and look into every private email and document they have. On the other hand, if we are in a state of war, if we do have an issue of national security, if we do have an issue that Americans are getting killed, is it really realistic to give the people who are attacking that same freedom the protection of that freedom by not exposing them? And that's really a question. I mean, one can ask a simple question. If on September 12th, 2001, somebody would have come up and said, we found the iPhone of Muhammad Atta and we can get all the information about Bin Laden, would we get the same charade about privacy when 3,000 people just died? So the question is, has the situation changed or are we still in the same situation? I think to answer your question that a compromise needs to be found and the battle is unnecessary and everybody will be losers.
Yeah, wow, well said. I agree with you, because you put it in great perspective. Think about where we would be at if it was the day after September 11th. You're right, there'd be no question. Everybody would be screaming, just do it.
So then the next argument, if we all agree on that, is, has the situation changed? Are we now in peace with terrorism? If not, then why would we do it the day after September 11 and not now? Is it just a matter of the number of casualties? So everybody agrees that security needs to be addressed. Everybody also agrees that privacy needs to be addressed. This posturing was completely unnecessary. At the end of the day, no matter my belief, of course, and no matter what we will as a public know, it will be done behind the scene, this way or the other. Whether it will be done by John McAfee, who proposed to do it with his team in 3 weeks for free, whether it will be done by another team of hackers, whether it will be done by Apple, they will get the access to that phone. That I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. Yeah, and then we talk about the wrestling match over that question, and we see what's going on with these breaches into high levels of the government. I mean, is it just that at the government, we're not spending the right amount of money, not getting the right tech people, or there's just hackers, crackers, and everybody else that's just that good?
Well, I stated before, you know, the issue really breaks down to three different panels. There's an issue of technology, there's an issue of security, there's an issue of trust. On the technology issue, we don't have an issue. This could have been done quietly. A solution could have been found. They could have found a solution for this phone and the next day release a new operating system that their latest breach is no longer valid for. It could have been addressed. From a security point of view, we're talking about homeland security, law enforcement versus individual security for privacy, which is where we're standing. And on the trust or the lack of trust is what you just addressed. The point is that there's a general feeling in the sector, in the commercial sector, of lack of trust in the government, whether the lack of trust is due to incompetence, whether the lack of trust is due to over-bureaucracy. The fact is that every time the government has gotten secrets to keep, they can't keep the secrets. And once a backdoor is created, the consensus is the backdoor will leak out. So trust is a major issue, and the government's capability to keep the trust is a major issue.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. On the same front, you are a cybersecurity expert. I mean, there is no ends to what people are able to do. We create it, but there's always somebody that's able to knock it down, right? And this is going to be the constant battle that we face.
This will be the battle until the industry stops its growth. I'm flattered by the security expert title. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us is real expert. I mean, all we can do is understand the landscape. I think that the defensive mechanisms that we create with all our antiviruses and all our protection mechanisms and all our anti-intrusion mechanism, we are working at half the pace or the third of the pace of those who violate it. Those who violate it are far more motivated, are much faster, much more agile, and we will always play catch-up. We are playing catch-up, and we're still living, in a sense, in the wild, wild world until this industry gets regulated, and it will get regulated once the crazy advancements will stop. It will stop at a certain point. In every technology, we always say that, you know, in the 20s, planes went at a certain speed. In the 30s, they went fast. In the 40s, they went fast. In the 50s, and the prediction was by 2000, the passenger planes will go to 2 Mach, but they stopped. At a certain point, the technology will slow down, and regulations will catch up, and then maybe we will not be in the Wild West we live in today. But as long as we live in this environment where every year 10,000 new software products are being released to the market, where barely 2,000 of them get even reviewed, we will play catch-up. And you're correct. We are playing catch-up, and it does seem that the intruders are faster than the protectors. But it's always been the case through the Middle Ages. The wall breakers were always better than the wall builders.
Boy, that's so true. We're speaking with Matty Kahn, founder and CEO of Infotech. So does that mean, saying that when we're looking at security and how fast and how everything moves, when we look at colleges and we look at careers, should there be more experts, homegrown experts, we'll say, in this field? Should there be more jobs available?
Well, jobs, there's no shortage of jobs. There's a shortage of people to fill the jobs. We all go overseas to look for talent. That's a political discussion. We are closing the gates for new talents to come in, and we are not growing enough talent in-house in the country, and that is a major concern. That's a whole discussion by itself, but that is a major concern, the talent drain that we have on technology, and that more and more talent seems to be located outside of the country than inside the country.
Yeah.
And it used to be the other way around. This country was always known to bring all the great minds to this country, not have the great minds go out of the country. But that's a whole discussion by itself. There's no shortage of jobs. Any kid who goes to study computer science is guaranteed to have a job for decades to come. There is a shortage of people going to study computer science.
Yeah. Where do you think we're most vulnerable?
In which respect?
In the respect of soft targets. You know, people keep talking about the grid. What if, you know, they got into the grid?
Well, I've once quoted the book, Cyberwar. It was written by Richard Clark, I believe, and he laid it out. But I mean, I think we're vulnerable as we move into a world where all our systems and all infrastructures are just one layer above another. It's not like it used to be that the electrical grid, you go and pull the switch down and you turn that district off. Now everything is computerized. One layer depends on the other. All systems are concatenated. We're vulnerable. We're vulnerable on water supplies. We're vulnerable on electricity. We're vulnerable on our food supplies. Everything is connected and everything is computerized. And infrastructure is a major risk. The next war is an infrastructure war. It's no longer a military war, and that is a serious, serious risk. You know, we have on our side, the Chinese are on their side, complete divisions of people who deal only with infrastructure war, only how to infiltrate and destroy each other's infrastructure. And that's I don't know if people really understand how much of a risk that is. It is a great risk.
Yeah, and you think, too, when you say infrastructure, we look at what's fallen apart in this country, and if you broke it down county by county, even city by city, even what are the cities themselves doing, because they have to worry about it.
We have to worry about everything. I mean, just look at Sandy. Just look at the big blackout. Mm-hmm. Just look at, I mean, immediately the first inclination of the big blackout was terrorism. I mean, before it went to the Canadians, it was terrorism, you know. But that's the immediate implication. And then how long did it take us to figure out where the problem even started?
Yeah.
Too long, and the systems are so sophisticated, and there's so many layers over layers, and so many legacy old systems that have been written, tens of years ago are embedded in those, that no one person can stand it. If something goes wrong, it's like, it's the best comparison that any person can think about is lifting the hood of their car. 40 years ago, you lifted the hood of the car, it didn't work. You had an idea where to go and what to do with it. You go to the oil pump, you release there, you push there. An average handyman could troubleshoot his car. Today, your car stalls in the middle of the road, you take a cab. You open the hood, you see a big computer, and you don't know what to do with it. That's pretty much the analogy of hurting us during World War II versus hurting us today. In World War II, we knew what to do. Today, we'll open that hood of systems over systems over systems, and we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
That's the real scare.
Yeah, that is a scare. Matty Kahn, founder and CEO of Infotech, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across this great nation, you can feel the excitement building, if nothing else, for the biggest shows that are coming to town because we're going through the primaries and the caucuses, and we knew this was going to happen, right? Of course. Amen. It's finally here. We have results to talk about next week. Really, really super big. Ray in Missouri, our old pal. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good to hear from you. How have you been?
Oh, I've been busy.
I know.
Busy
good.
Yeah, we love it. We love it here in the heart of America.
Yay.
Hey, there's been another thing that's happened this week where there's been another illegal immigrant that was arrested that had a felony warrant out for him, and he was re-released back in and not kept. And this past weekend, he killed 4 or 5 people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you and I talked about that a long time ago. Supposedly, if the program was working, then why are we having these tragedies that pop up? And that was a brutal one.
Yeah, he was,
yeah,
he was arrested, and he had a felony warrant. And
yep,
whether they're extradition or whatever, they, like in San Francisco a couple of years ago,
yes,
they didn't. And that man killed another woman.
Yep.
And we're still arguing about whether to make the illegals go back or not. And especially these ones that are on felonies.
Well, you know, and they say about 121 murders can be attributed to illegals that have been released by this administration just in this time period.
That is the exact problem. That I don't know what's going on with the they're not wanting to extradite all the illegals that aren't felons, and what's the number now that they're saying
of people that they want to extradite?
Is it 11 million?
Well,
illegal?
11 million is the number they say, but I think the number's higher than that. There's no official number. They keep saying, when we say they, whenever you hear anything out of Washington, it's 11 million, but I think it's higher. We don't know for sure.
But over and over again, there's the ones that are felons
that keep coming back,
apprehended and just re-released. This one was just re-released.
Yep.
As far as I know.
Yeah, it was re-released. So this is what keeps happening. And they say that the problem is part of it's the immigration courts, and then that's what they do. They release them because they have to cap the time an immigrant can be detained. But baloney. If somebody murders somebody, that's ridiculous. Yeah. First-degree murder, armed robbery, other offenses like that, it's brutal.
Today, what I heard on, and I'm listening to talk radio, but then my news comes on in between, and they said, well, it was a mistake. He wasn't supposed to be released. But as we already know, there's governments that are releasing these people, even though they know that they are wanted for the felonies, like San Francisco. They knew, but they refused to extradite. So that leads back into the political movement right now and the presidential race. So where do we go? Do we go with somebody that's going to enforce laws and remove the people from the country that are supposed to be removed? Or
somebody who doesn't enforce, and I agree. The problem is on a bigger scale, Ray, than people even realize. I know I've said this before. I've ridden with the Border Patrol. I've talked to people off the record. For fear of their job, they won't go on the air unless their voice is altered. But the situation is still pretty bad. People don't realize that, especially in the areas where there's sparse and there's tunnels and there's lots of drugs being run through. There's people being run through and then left for dead in Arizona and other spots when they can't make it. So these coyotes then just kill them or they let them die somewhere. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and Trump a couple weeks ago in the debate said, after the ex-Mexican president said, well, I refuse, and he said 10 feet higher. Well, it might not be 10 feet higher than it needs to go. It might be 20 feet lower so the tunnels can't go through.
Exactly. I'd say the tunnels were the scary thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Because they're smart on the tunnels. They get that.
And
yeah,
we
scary.
We still have the liberal or the far left that's wanting to bring in the refugees too. And that's a total and complete different thing. The Syrian refugees or ISIS or whatever, but still, you can't bring those people in automatically. Just like you can't let everybody from Southern America come up on their own time. It's just bad business.
It is bad business. Yep. Bad business. I agree, Ray. And it's disconcerting, to say the least, and that's being calm. But this is what we've been talking about forever. The entire time I've been on the show, we've talked about it. Before I got on the show, we talked about it. When I started my career, I was chasing illegals with a television camera in El Paso. So, we keep seeing the same thing, and then we're told different numbers and told different solutions, and, oh, we're trying this, but it's not working, really.
Yeah, and the other things with the legal workers.
Yes.
I'm in construction. I'm in heavy steel, And I've worked with some great people that work here legally. They
right.
come, they work, they go back. And those are good people. But that's the way you got to do it. You have to be legal, and all the illegals should not be given, I do not believe, amnesty to stay here and keep doing what they're doing.
I agree. Absolutely. We're in the same page. And you know, like you said, you're in construction. And thanks for that example. That's different. Come back, work. That works. Yeah. Not the criminals. Yeah.
I've worked with some of these guys that will walk upside down underneath a piece of equipment that's 180 feet in the air.
I know.
I won't do it, but they yeah. will. They'll walk down and walk back up and walk down with just hanging by their skin just because they think they're having fun. And that's the... You got to have that crazy in you to do what we do, but you still, we have to stop everybody from coming in that aren't legal.
Right.
And the plan of making everybody automatic is just, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's flawed anyway. It's not going to work. Pay the $10,000 penalty. How many people are paying the $10,000 penalty? Some, but there'd be so many that can't anyway and don't have that, and they're sending all the money back, and there are already problems with it to begin with if they were trying to set it up, and they never followed through anyway. So everything is stuck at this point.
That's kind of like paying the $600 penalty for not buying insurance.
Exactly. Okay, so let's pay that. You're right, absolutely.
Anybody that doesn't want to buy insurance isn't going to buy insurance, and they're not going to pay a penalty.
Yeah. Yep, and why should they? I think that's ridiculous. Why should they?
So I don't, the whole political thing's a nightmare, too, now, because... If they go to the delegates to choose somebody or whatever this nightmare that's getting ready to come on is going, if there's a winner, there should be a winner. There shouldn't be a few people saying, I think Marco Rubio should be the nomination because nobody had a majority. I don't understand all that. I think there'll be a nightmare in the United States, if that happens, if they deny the American people's vote, no matter who it is, if they deny that and then choose among themselves their candidate, I think it'd just be a nightmare.
Yep, I agree. I think it'd be a complete and total nightmare. Absolutely. I'm so glad that you called, Ray. We missed hearing your voice on the show. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I enjoyed speaking to you.
All right, Ray. Hang in there. Ray's busy, and you heard what he had to say. He's right about the whole immigration thing. Well, we know that. I mean, that's why Donald Trump got a lot of attention for it. What do you do? How do you... And you heard Ray also say the people he worked with are nice, are awesome. They do things that are unbelievable, that who's going to do that? Coming in, boom, they've got the work permit. Then they go back. That's perfect. That works. That works, but it's everything in between that's not working. It's the drug running. It's the people that are being left for dead. It's the rape trees. It's horrific. All right, I promise we're going to check the mail on the flip side, plus hear what Loretta Lynch, the AG, had to say about Clinton and her emails.
We got you, babe. We got you. That you could ever need. We got you, babe. We got you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
She contacted the White House to make clear that she has a lot of important work to do with the Department of Justice, and for that reason, asked not to be considered for an appointment to a new job.
All right, so that is about Loretta Lynch and talking about, you know, Josh Earnest actually talking about Loretta Lynch and not being wanting to be considered for the Supreme Court opening. But also Loretta Lynch herself talked about the charges, talked about the emails and the FBI, and, you know, that's, I don't see any charges coming from Loretta Lynch against Hillary Clinton. And pretty much she verified that you know, that's not really in the cards. So for everybody that's thinking that Clinton is going to be taken down as a result of what happened with the emails, you are fooling yourselves if you think that's going to happen. I mean, I know that our pal Dan in Texas and so many others think that. In fact, some of you have said that in the email. So we are going to go check the email. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Buggy. I like that. Buggy. Buggy. Like a buggy. I don't know. There's got to be something to that. When you guys have nicknames, I wish I knew why you had the nickname. That's always the cool part, to know about the nickname. Okay, so Buggy says, Kate, what's up with the email thing? How does Clinton get to use a separate email? I'm not even necessarily a Clinton basher. I heard somebody else say that the other day. I'm not, but it's ridiculous that she gets away with that, but nobody else does. What's up? How's that possible? Well, how's it possible? It's who you know, right? Isn't that what they say? It's who you know, and she knows the lots of people. So, I think the thing that is so crazy about the Clinton deal is the Clinton thing is just pure arrogance to me. I think that what happened with the Clinton thing is she just decided, you know, why do I have to use, you know, the email that everybody else has, the State Department email? Why can't I just keep my own personal device and have my email that way? I don't think it was so nefarious. Like some people who think is like, oh, yeah, to hide these big. No, I think it was just arrogance, which shows you the problem with Hillary Clinton now that we can see. It's clearly thinking that she was above the law because though the president has to have a separate address. Everybody in government, they know that, which is why George W. Bush wouldn't use email. Because he knew, oh, anything could be misconstrued or, you know, forget that because then it gets subpoenaed. I mean, the dumbest things get subpoenaed. But in this case, it's not so much gotcha as stupid. It's just plain old stupid is what it is. And I bet some of you listening agree with me. It's that old arrogance that will get you every single time. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from David. Hi, Kate. I really can't tell anymore who's going to win the election. It just mystifies me. One day I think it's definitely Trump. It's definitely Clinton. I know you said that all along. And then there are other days when I just look at this cockamamie nonsense that's going on. And yes, it's nonsense. And I have to say, I just don't think I know for sure. I don't think anyone knows for sure. Do you think we know? Do we think we know what we don't know? No, I don't think we know. I think that there are a few things at work, and it is definitely mathematics. That's true when people say that. It is about numbers because you have to get a certain amount of delegates. We keep going over that. And state by state, you got to win those delegates. So no delegates or not enough delegates, and yeah, you're stuck. So that's bottom line. You can't make that part up. There's no making that up. All right, let's move to another one. Let's go to Robert. Robert says, Kate, I got to tell you, boy, I am looking outside of my window, and it is a nightmare what I'm seeing as far as the rain coming down. They're talking about 10 inches in my hometown, which would be just absolutely brutal. We're already seeing flooding, and, you know, this is in Louisiana, and a lot of the parishes are practically underwater. So for all the people in the country listening to you read my email, hopefully, if you are in a drought situation, don't feel so badly. Sometimes a drought can be good. It's a feast or famine, it seems. What do you say? Something about Mother Nature? Yeah, Mother Nature has a wicked fastball at times. And that's what happens. So one part of the country is burning up and the other part of the country is just drowning in massive amounts of water. Oh, I've been in that drought situation, though, too. It is the worst, where your lawn looks like a catch on fire. And everyone's lawn looks just like a bunch of hay. So then they go to that xeriscaping. And xeriscaping is not, it works in some parts of the country, but when your neighbors don't know how to xeriscape, or I certainly wouldn't know how to xeriscape, it doesn't look so good. And there's no water. And you get fined crazy amounts of money for watering, and you water once a month, and flowers and everything else. It's just, it's nasty. So, you know, either way, we're always on some end of it, right? When I was a kid, I used to love storms. But we weren't drowning in the storms. We had one hurricane, and that was frightening. But I don't remember... I don't remember being frightened of the rain. I mean, we'd have some bad storms. It was great. You look out the window, you see the rain, but not where it was these brutal flooding conditions that some people have had to deal with. Okay, we move on to another one. Doc. Kate, I love your cheap movie reviews. Because you said something about going to see Creed, I went to see Creed, and thank you. I loved it. Sylvester Stallone at his best, you're right. Maybe there's going to be another Creed. In one way, I hope they don't do it because it might dilute it and get into the same situation that the Rocky franchise got into, although enough people wanted to go see it that they still had people interested. But for my money, I have to tell you, he deserved to be nominated for an Academy Award. You were right. It was good. Glad I went to see it. Thanks for the recommend. And I thought the whole movie made sense, and it wasn't cheeseball-y, and it was the son of Apollo Creed fighting. And I think we are going to see maybe another one of those. And maybe it could do one, so I take that back, but not seven. Yeah, there was seven Rockies. But can you blame an actor if that's, I mean, if that franchise is working for you and they want to keep producing them, that's, you know, it's like Fast and Furious 7. How do you get that? Because we like fast cars. Because they go to cool locations. Because they have, in the beginning, they had some good storylines. And you get sucked into it and they know they have enough of an audience. I mean, Fast and Furious killed the box office. And when they didn't kill as good as the one before, it was still pretty darn high, the amount of money that they were pulling in. There may be a Fast and Furious 16, a revisit. Who knows? I guarantee somehow they'll work another one in eventually. I mean, look at Star Wars. Star Wars, not quite as many, and then there was the in-between gap, but the last one was fabulous. All right, I think we got room for another one. This one from Barry. Kate, I've never emailed the show, but I got to tell you, I listen to the show. I'm kind of an insomniac. I have different hours, so some weeks I'm on, some weeks I'm off, but I always enjoy listening to you. I even download the show now. I got my wife to listen to it, and I have to tell you that you are a refreshing voice, and I like the fact that you talk about other things besides the same old all the time, and your guests are good too. So keep it up. You are not the little engine. I heard you say that once. I think you are definitely riding in the right direction. All right, thanks for that. So here's one from Stan. And Stan says, politics, schmolitics, it's all the same. Ugh, to hear more about Trump and more about Clinton and Sanders and all of that, I will vote on Election Day. But I'm not really totally thrilled about anybody, to tell you the truth. I'm sizing everything up. I think it's a sad state of affairs when you don't have incredible candidates. It really should be, don't you think, Kate, where we have so many qualified people, really on both parties and even another party, that it's almost impossible to narrow down. Wouldn't that be better? Oh. Well, you're never going to get, you're always going to have people complaining, so that's almost out of the mix. But yes, if there were so many good people, that is a process of elimination. Like, it's like when somebody applies, like there's a job and somebody applies for a job and then all of a sudden they get 1,000 applications and they say, oh, it was so hard to even pick one person and narrow the field down and they really mean it. Wouldn't it be great? You're right. If we had super mega qualified people that we all just, for the most part, loved. And it was a question of, ooh, who can we afford to lose? We're going to lose you right now. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. For which time can only cure.
But every time that my... Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.